when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you precious Blood River Radio family out there. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I would just like to throw, while I'm thinking about it before I do anything else, I would like to make a pitch out there to the people who support us. Not necessarily people who have donated this week, but listen, the people like Biscuit, good old Biscuit down there in the swamps of Florida. He's out of his home state right now on assignment. I'm not going to tell you what it was or where it is. Thank you, Biscuit. Thank you, Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ, my Purple Heart wounded brother, Vietnam brother. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dennis and Pam in Virginia. Thank you so much, Jim from Washington State, and Joel, and the other guy, Frank Hoyt, and Ken, Big Ben, and all the people, and you know what, Sister Janice, all you people, too many for me to remember right now, because it just says the top of my head. Thank you so much, because times are dry, they're bad right now, but you people have been hanging on, and also for Rand. Thank you so much for keeping us on the air, because it's pretty tough right now. It'll probably pick up again in the fall. But thank you so much. We cannot carry this fight on without y'all. Really, we can't. And we have some big things planned. Rand knows all about it. And if the donations are totally bottom out, we've got something planned for next year. Big time for all of our precious listeners. Anyway, people, with that, I'd just like to get on down. This is July the 27th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2024. There's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. People, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. There is not one thing you can do on the face of this earth to get saved. Because you know what? You're just like me. You're just a stinking sinner who is saved by the grace of God. That is, if you've been saved. There's none good. No, not one. There's only Jesus Christ. Anyway, I didn't even get into that big of a prayer. That's kind of a prayer right there. But people, as you know, this is a Christian radio show, so I'll just go ahead and finish out with a quick prayer. If you will, people, please bow your heads. Even if you're not a Christian, show a little respect, bow your heads. You know what? And pray that you can become a Christian, because once you die, I don't care how much of a soldier you are on this earth right here, the only thing that matters when you leave this world is, hey, where are you going to spend all eternity? So if you will, people, please bow your head. Almighty Father, I'd like to thank you so much for all these precious people I just mentioned over the air. I'd like to thank you for Lizzie and her family. I'd like to thank you for Rand and Monica and Nancy and Jean and all the people that put this show together. Lord, I'd like to thank you so much for my family. I'd like to thank you for the courage and the wisdom you've given me and the people in our program. I'd like to thank you forever for not letting us back off, for giving us the courage to keep fighting. And it takes a lot of courage, oh Lord. But thank you so much, Lord. If you will, Lord, please continue to look down upon us and bless Blood River Radio, and let us carry on this battle in your name as best we can, Lord. Ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lorraine, would you like to add anything to that, son?
Not today. Just grateful to be here, and just hope that the good Lord and the Holy Spirit will be with us on this program this evening, and just hope we please. That's what we want to do. We want to please our Father. We want to please Jesus Christ. And if we can do that, we're not worried about nobody else.
You got that right. And from now on, I'd like people to know, Every time possible, Rand, when you could be on the third hour, I'd like you to take us. I'd like to bring us in and have you take us out. We need to come in and go out with prayer. I'd like to do that. I've always told James that I said, you know, one thing I didn't like about TPC, and it's hard to start, I guess, once you don't ever do it. I said, we should always open with a prayer. And you'd be surprised how many people object to that. But really, I know, and this is kind of an aside, James lost a donor one time because of me, because I referred to Jesus Christ. And the guy told James to shut me up. And James said, no, he wasn't going to shut me up. Anyway, so much for that. But we will always do that as long as they're Blood River Radio. And people, before we go to our outline, I'd like to mention the donors that did come in this week. And that was Mr. Rand, the Alabama Lone Wolf, the guy you have. He's our co-host. He got us sent a nice donation in. I'm going to tell you what. He sent me a flag. It's the most beautiful Confederate battle flag I have ever seen. It's a, what is it, eight? How wide is it, Rand? I know it's 8 feet long, you said.
It's 8 by 5. 8 by 5.
Then that thing's, man, you know, I think that flag is heavy. It's almost like bulletproof, man. That's a great flag. I tend to fly that as soon as possible. Here in Memphrica, it's extremely dangerous to fly it in some parts, but you know what? Yours truly will do it. In fact, I'm even going to go to an overpass here in Memphis. I need one other person to help me hold it out and hold it over the overpass over I-40. It goes from East Coast to West Coast. I want to do this. So I want to thank you for that flag and for the donation, Ram. Also,
that thing's heavy, it's your brother. I mean, it takes a 20-mile-an-hour wind to frail it out.
You got that right, but it's going to fly, brother. Anyway, also, a little note here. Gene, the bitter ender, he's out. I think Gene's going to be next week. Sister Braveheart, Monica, she's out. I don't know if she's going to be back next week. These people are, I mean, they're all over. They are so busy. It's incredibly busy. Plus, Monica has her own broadcast now with RBN. We're very proud of her because people should know that. But anyway, the donors this week, like I said, was Rand. I'm bad about getting sidetracked. Oh, Rand and Miss Buddy. There's Mr. Buddy and Miss Buddy. I used to call them Mr. Buddy and Miss Buddy. To the day I die, Mr. Buddy, Cuck Hurtland will always be Mr. Buddy. Miss Buddy, Patricia, will always be Miss Buddy. Miss Buddy sent us a nice donation in. I'm telling you, it was sure enough nice. We couldn't come at a better time. And also, Harold Baker of Jonesboro, Arkansas. I don't think he'd remind me to tell you that because I've said it before. So thank you so much, Harold. Thank you. And, oh, listen, Harold sent a nice letter in. Oh, I hit my computer. Hope I didn't mess nothing up. Anyways, he sent a nice note in here, a nice little letter. It says, hello, Eddie. Thanks again for your program. We need more media that will tell the truth and not skirt the truth. It looks like the regime in D.C. will further their desire to take away lawful guns, as Kamala Harris has already stated. We must continue to have our own media. We need our own banking system, and we must keep our guns. There's a few of us that know what these people are about, such as Jesus stated in 8:44, or in John 8:44. Will the Jews take over the Ukraine, or have they already taken Ukraine over? How long will we, the United States, continue to send money and prolong a war there? We need good people such as yourself to help stop this and thanks for your guest and your co-hosts that know the truth and don't mind telling the truth. Well, I'll tell you what, thank you so much, Harold. It's a teamwork right here. I'm flat telling you, I could not do any of this by myself. So I really, really appreciate that letter. Well, like I said, I just gave pretty much the outline. Oh, wait, one more thing. Jason Robb, one of my favorite people, he's like a spirit son to me. He's going to be on the third hour, and he's going to be talking about this book he wrote called Dark Medicine. I'm going to be asking for donations. I'm going to send these books out. He sent it to us so we could raise a little bit of money. He knows times are kind of hard. So I'll be, anybody that wants that, you can get in touch with me and I'll send you one. We'll have to set some kind of a donation price. And so anyway, Rand, before we go to the break, do you have anything to add to that?
That last donor, is that a new fella? Is that a new donor? If it is, praise the Lord for that.
He's been doing it quite a while.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, praise the Lord for him anyway.
Yes. Amen.
Glad he listens.
I hope I don't mess my computer up.
Hey, I do want to say one thing, if I could, right off the bat. Hello? Hello? Okay. All right. To everybody out there and Lizzie, I just want to apologize for slipping up last week and letting the F-bomb fly. I really felt bad about that. I let my emotions, and you shouldn't let your emotions get away from you, but I did, and I apologize. Hope y'all forgive me. We'll be right back.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much. That malfunction was really what the malfunction was in yours truly. I was sitting here squirming around like I am right now and getting these wires crossed, and I'm the one that hit my little computer, but Miss Lizzie and Rand, they bailed me out. So anyway, we're right back. But Rand, I guess what we'd like to talk about, and there's so much stuff to talk about. Before I go anything, I would like to brag on Blood River Radio. And people out there listening will know what I'm talking about. And I don't want our listeners to think we've become arrogant or full of ourselves. But I'm going to tell you what, Rand. As far as I know, I've looked around the horizon. And as far as I can see, I can truly say, and I'd be willing to swear the truth. Well, you're not supposed to swear, but I think Blood River Radio is the only organization that has stood pure, completely pure, with our morals, our integrity. As if the Constitution we've written that we go by on Blood River, the Constitution that some other organizations have written is supposed to go by, and some of these organizations me and Rand are a member of. But I think we are the only ones I know out there, Rand, that have held 100% true and have not compromised any, Rand. I want to get that out of the way before we go to talk to the other stuff. And I believe that to my heart, Rand. I think we, and Rand's one of the few, I mean, extremely few people I know that have, well, not compromised come hell or high water, Rand.
To the bitter end, bro. To the bitter end.
Yes, sir. No compromise. No compromise. I don't care. You know, if we never get invited to another speech, that the hell with it. There's too damn many speeches already. Anyway, Rand, what would you like to start off talking about, brother?
Well, there's just so much, brother, to talk about, and I think everybody would agree with that. But one thing I'd like to bring up, and this come from the report come from Candace Owens. I'm just gonna go ahead and give her credit. My youngest daughter listens to Candace Owens a good bit, and you know, she got fired from that Jew she was working for. I can't call his name right now, but anyway, don't matter about him. But you know, my daughter hears things come out of her mouth that she's kindly heard me say, and that's kindly what. I'm not comparing myself with Candace Owens by no means, but anyway,
You're
my
better.
Daughter kind of relates. She kind of relates to things that I talk to her about, and then she hears Candace Owens in one way, shape, form, or fashion say. But that's not what I'm going to compare today. But what I do want to bring up real quick is something that she brought up. And let's talk about Greg Smith. If anybody out there knows who Greg Smith is, raise their hand. But everyone should know who Greg Smith is. Greg Smith is that fella that was interviewed, I think it was by the BBC shortly, right there after the assassination attempt. He was the fellow with the orange hair. I'm sure that wasn't his real hair. I think that was just part of his MAGA hat or whatever. I don't know if you saw him, Eddie. I don't know. A lot of people saw him then. But what happened to Greg Smith? Why hasn't anybody else? According to Candace Owens, she couldn't find where any other media source sought out Greg Smith to get him to tell his story. Well, she did, and she said it wasn't hard to get him. She just put out a tweet, and he returned it. And anyway, he had a lot to say. He told her, and y'all can search this if you want to, maybe go to Candace Owens. I don't know, because I'm not going to try to go over the whole thing that she said. But the only people that interviewed that man, you know, and now he's the one that was saying, standing there on the ground with his buddies, telling, hey, police, there's a guy on the roof up there. Hey, there's somebody up on the roof up there, you know, but before the shots rang out. Well, he says that nobody has contacted him. Nobody has sought him out. No media sources, nobody. This Greg Smith. But she did, and she got a hold to him. And he said the only people that interviewed him was the state police in the cruiser car that evening right after it happened. Nothing since then. Well, he told her that there was a Fed shooter 20 or 30 yards behind Crooks at an elevated level over him. That's what he swears. And the reason that he said he's a Fed because he had a armband on. So I just think that's real odd about that. Of course, we know all that was a setup. That was certainly the state tried to assassinate Donald Trump, whether you like Donald Trump or whether you don't. The state tried to assassinate it, tried to get rid of it. Now, another thing that I read from another source was that, you know, when you remember shortly after it was talked about or mentioned that it was Iranian terrorists. They was the ones behind the plot to kill Trump. Well, you know, all that is, in my mind, is that they thought that Trump would be dead. They would put this thing out about the Iranians because everybody, you know, it's easy to hate Iranians for some reason. I don't know why. They hadn't invaded another country in over 100 years. I know they had a border war with Iraq, but that, you know, but in my mind, Trump's dead. They put it on the Iranians, and then that gives them a good reason to go ahead and go to war with Iran. And Benjamin Netanyahu, other night, I didn't listen to the whole stinking deal that he when he gave his address to joint parts of the Congress, but he brought up about the Iranian terrorists, the Iranian threat, and how the United States would stand by them, and blah, blah, blah. So they're gearing us up, y'all, for more war with Iran. It's coming. You know, it's just, it's It's just a matter of time. And another thing, and this is kind of a little side, but talking about that address, that speech that he gave other night, you know, he got in 60 minutes time, he got 58 standing ovations.
Yep.
Throw up in my mouth. You know, I mean, Lord have mercy, that makes me sick. They sung these Jewish songs. I mean, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. And of course, he goes on and makes his rounds. You know, he's meeting with Biden. Then he goes down to Florida. He meets with Trump. And you know, he even said he called Biden a proud Irish Zionist. He said, I'm a proud Jewish Zionist, and I know you are a proud Irish Zionist. And it just, it, one thing for sure, it don't matter who winds up in the Yankee White House come November, it's going to be a Zionist. So nothing much has changed. No matter who wins that fraudulent, in my opinion, election, a Zionist will win. I don't know if you want to comment on any of that, and then we can. I want to talk a little bit about the Olympics later on. But one thing I want to say and give a shout out to Sister Nancy's representative, Thomas Massey, and this is what he had to say about that address to Congress by BB the Baby Killer. This is what Mr. Massey said. He said, "Today Congress will undertake political theater." Amen to that, on behalf of the State Department. The purpose of having Netanyahu address Congress is to better his political standing. And then he said, call me anything you want, I still won't be attending your war rally. And that's exactly what it is. It's a war rally. They got to have these wars. They got to keep these wars going. We talked about this a little bit last week, to keep this economy propped up, because if they don't have these wars going on, it's probably all going to crash. And then I'll turn it back over to you, Eddie, see if you want to comment on any of that.
Well, I hate to bust your bubble, young man, about Candace Owens, but I consider her one of the greatest controlled opposition people around. We had one of her buds on. Ann Elizabeth Matheny from Turning Point USA. Candace Owens is Turning Point USA. I think she's all these wonderful conservative organizations. You know what they all got to have? They got to have their wonderful black out there. You know, they get these so-called pretty blacks out front and center. But I'll tell you what, Ann Elizabeth Matheny from Turning Point USA, I met with her to eat lunch some months ago when they brought Kyle Rittenhouse to Memphis. And she swore she would, no matter what. I said, listen, if your buddy, Charlie Kurt, finds out that you're on Blood River Radio, you'll be gone. Oh, no, she wouldn't. She said she wouldn't. Well, not only she dropped Blood River and dropped me like a hot potato. I'll tell you something else that Candace Owens won't say, along with Ann Elizabeth Matheny. You know why she wouldn't come back on Blood River? That's why the same reason that Candace Owens wouldn't come on, the same way Charlie Kirk come on, they're Israel worshipers. They worship Israel. Turning Point USA worship Israel. They're pretty much, in my opinion, not castigating you, but I have the experience because I work with them from experience. It's also, I've heard, I can't prove this, I need to look this up, that Charlie Kirk said that the USS Liberty sailors were conspiracy theorists. They didn't know what they were talking about. I need to research that more, but I wouldn't let them carry my dirty socks. I wouldn't let anybody in Turning Point USA, they're beneath Blood River Radio. They're a controlled opposition, just like Jared Taylor is a controlled opposition. Be right back, folks.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, many Americans had wondered if this might happen, and it will. Former President Donald Trump says he intends to return to Butler, Pennsylvania.
The former president's rally on July 13th was cut short after an assassination attempt that left one attendee dead, two others injured, as well as the former president. It's unclear when or where the rally will take place. The FBI says former President Trump was, in fact, hit in the ear with a bullet, whether whole or fragmented into smaller pieces. This follows FBI Director Christopher Wray's testimony to Congress earlier this week, where he said it was not clear if a bullet or shrapnel had struck Trump's ear. In a post on Truth Social, the former president responded to the FBI statement by saying, I assume that's the best apology that we'll get from Director Wray, but it's fully accepted.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Pilots at Ireland's National Airline have voted to accept a pay increase.
The vote ends a labor dispute that led to the cancellation of hundreds of flights. Members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association backed the 17.75% raise recommended by Ireland's labor court, which intervened in the standoff that began in late June. Some 85% of union members who returned ballots voted in favor of the deal.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Union president calls the deal the greatest pay award seen in 30 years. Apple has reached a tentative collective bargaining contract with the first unionized company store in the United States. That agreement at a store in Maryland must be approved by some 85 employees at the store. A vote is slated for August 6th. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, if there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people, unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, let's come back before we go back to Rand. I'd like to say something else about President Trump. We're going to play, in the second hour, we're going to play a clip about the second coming of Trumpery. And it's going to make, if you're a white nationalist, if you know what the Jews are, it's going to make you, it's going to make you realize that you have zero choice. In fact, and Trump's vice president, I think probably what I hear is even worse than him. I don't remember. Rand, what's the Trump's vice president pick's name? He's this guy who wrote the book.
J.D. Vance, Red Dot. J.D. Vance, yeah.
Not only that.
There's something real fishy about that fellow, too, by the way, I think. But anyway.
Well, I heard him say out of his own mouth, he said, America first, with the exception of Israel. That guy, they love Israel. So we have no choice. The only way, and I know I go on this rabbit trail all the time, but the only hope for us white people, white Christians, you don't have to be what they call white nationalists. If you just want a nation where your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren can procreate, where we can have a white, where the white people are not actually being exterminated, we're going to have to get rid of this system we have. It's not going to work because we're always going to have two people, from the Demopubs and the Republican Party. They're always going to be in competition. Who can kiss ass to the Jews the most? Who can out-Jew each other? That's just the way it's been for 100 years, really. But this system has to be torn completely down. It has to be burned up. And I'm not in for this so-called ethnic homeland or whatever, because that ain't going to – these people have to be defeated. I'm going to get off this quick because I've talked about this too much. What do they call it? We got to have our own – our own ethnic homeland, ethno-state. Only an idiot could believe that you can – I mean, look what happened to the South. Look what happened to South Africa. These people are our enemies' land. They had to be destroyed. They had to be gotten rid of. But because they will never, ever, not only will they not let us have our own ethno-state, they won't let us live in, they're trying to kill us now. So I don't want to, I talk about that all the time. I guess people are probably hearing me saying that. But anyway, back to you, Rand.
Yeah, but I agree with you. I mean, we're controlled, ultimately, we're controlled by the Jewish lobbyists, because they control everything in Washington. So, that's the... We're gonna have to get somebody in there that's not a Zionist. That sums it up. We need somebody that is not a Zionist.
People are also, which disillusioned me, and I know you too, Rand, and we talked about this before. It's gonna piss some people off, but so be it. And we have a bigger Zionist as you can think of in our so called white nationalist movement. And his name is Jared Taylor. I've talked about him before. And how in the hell people can invite him to speak at a so-called white nationalist movement like they're going to have down there? And I said we're going to say much more about this, but like down here with the Southern Cultural Center, he'll be speaking all over. They're supposed to be, white nationalist organizations, and people that are wise to the Jew, but yet they'll bring this damn Jew in with them. It's I've told Rand the term. Cognitive dissonance is overused, I think. It's just, I don't know if it's some type of mental disorder that people don't have the common damn sense and common wisdom to see what they're doing, or if they just don't want to be, they don't want to compromise. If they want, they're willing to compromise to go along to get along, because after all these other organizations, I can't hardly think of one that won't have him speaking, and we're the only ones. The only way he would ever be on this program, Rand, if he would come on Blood River Radio and say, "I'm Jared Taylor, I'm sorry that I've been a lackey for the Jews all these years. I'm sorry that I've stunk up these other so-called white nationalist organizations. I'm sorry that I brought these young people in and poisoned their minds and turned them into Jew lovers." He's never going to do that. And we have people that follow him and invite him to speak and go listen to him to speak. And, That's just totally screwed up.
Invite him to sit in on his radio program for 3 hours and talk with him.
I mean, what do you really? If you do that, I mean, if you bring these people in, I try to wake our brothers up. I mean, what do you really believe in? I mean, if you know what? And getting back to this so-called, not to hammer you, but this Candace Owens and Turning Point USA, they're so wonderful. They're conservative. This Charlie Kirk, such a wonderful guy. But he ain't never going to name a Jew. Never, baby. He ain't never going to name a Jew. And if he wind up throwing crap on the USS Liberty sailors, I'm an old dude, but if I ever get with the arm reach of him, one of us is going to have to pay the price of that. Because, you know, he actually said, I researched this. I'm not going to say for sure. I'm going to say he allegedly said. I heard some people say that he said that the USS Liberty, the sailors, were conspiracy theorists. And I'm going to shut up and get off of that. I've already said I probably got us in too much trouble already. But anyway, I'll just blame it on you, Rand, if we get in trouble.
No, hey, but since we're talking about Jews, let me just read something that BB the Baby Kettle said the other night. He actually said it with a straight face. To start with, he said, "I want to thank President Trump for his leadership in brokering the historic Abraham Accords. Like Americans, Israelis were relieved that President Trump emerged safe and sound from that dastardly attack on him. Dastardly attack on American democracy." Listen to this. This is what he said. He said, "There is no room for political violence in the democracies." That's what he said. I can't believe he said that after having 30,000, at least 30,000 civilians murdered, bombed, bulldozed over, that he would stand there and say, no place for political violence. And he went on to say, he continued in his speech, "I also want to thank President Trump for all the things he did for Israel, recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights to confronting Iranian aggression." There you go again. It's always Iran. To recognizing Jerusalem as the capital and moving the American embassy there. That's Jerusalem, our internal capital, never to be divided again. So there you go. I don't know if I want to call him BB the Baby Killer. I want to call him BB Herod the Great. You know, maybe he thinks he's Herod or something. You know, Herod's one that wanted to kill all the babies, less than 3 or 4 years old, because he's trying to kill the Savior. So,
yep, he most certainly did. You know, what you said, that is beyond laughable. And see, that goes back to what we were just talking about a minute ago. People that we know that I love, like brothers, but yet they'll go for miles to listen to Jared Taylor speak. He's always a white nationalist. No, he's not. He's a damn Jew. But, you know, that goes back to cognitive, when I said cognitive dissonance, it's an overused term. I think a lot of it's hypocrisy. In fact, I think a lot of it's just blaring. It's glaring hypocrisy, and you're going along to be able to get some money, some sponsors, and it's also, Rand, these people. I'm gonna get back to BB in a minute. It's symbolism over substance. These people don't really below an inch deep. They're an inch deep, mile wide. They don't really believe in anything enough to fight for. They'll talk a good game, but their actions make them look like mental, you know, like they do have cognitive dissonance. This is BB. People will believe him. And not only that, not only is it 30,000, Rand, that goes back to the 20s and the 30s when the Palestinians started. They were like 95%, you know, over 90% Arab. There was Christians there, Palestinians. Well, through massive influx, ethnic cleansing, the Jews coming in there in the 20s and 30s, and it really picked up big time in the late 40s. They came in armed to the teeth, weapons from Joseph Stalin, money, weapons, equipment from Soviet Union and Germany. I reference people to the transfer agreement. And they have murdered millions of people there, and they're up there on it to this day. One thing I'll say about David Duke. He's got an ego, you know, big as the Goodyear blimp, and we disagree on, you know, he's a pacifist, and he believes in this Gandhi philosophy. you know, go, but which is going to get us killed. But I'll say one thing, my brother David Duke, he ain't never wavered. He's been spot on with a Jew since the day I've known him. I've known of him for over 40 years, way before I moved where I am now. Do we disagree on some things? Yes, I just named some. You know, I'm a warrior. David's a pacifist. But he knows the Jew. He talks about it every single day. He's one of the few people besides Blood River Radio that does. Anyway, with that, when we come back from this break, we'll talk about some other hot issues. For instance, about the Chinese and the Russians doing a joint military drill off the coast of Alaska. Be right back, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, hope we're not making too many enemies out there, but you know what? I'm going to say this right here. We try to be as true to ourselves, to our code, to our morals, our ethics as possible. You know what? And if we do have to, if some people separate themselves from us, that's just I don't think they were true to start with. And some people, Rand, we might have to separate ourselves from them. I mean, we may just be a few people of this left, because I know when I started, I know I say I, but when I wrote the website for Blood River Radio, I said we were not after the alt-right. We don't want the little sissy boys from the alt-right. We want nothing but that very few from the hardest of the hardcore, hard right. So anyway, Ray, we had something to talk about. We talked about it during the break. So go ahead and tell folks what we're going to talk about, son.
One thing before we get on that, I just want to say one more thing about BB the Baby Killer. That Joker Mike Johnson, when he introduced him other night, he introduced him as His Excellency. I mean, my goodness. I mean, how much more? Are you going to kneel down? Kiss his boots or whatever. But anyway, I just wanted to throw up that anybody that watched it heard it. I didn't hear it firsthand. I just heard it on a little clip that I played. But yeah, I introduced BB the Baby Killer as His Excellency at the address of the night. But yeah, I think we was going to talk about the Russian and China bombers getting pretty close to Alaska One more thing about the protest. I made a note here about the protest. Did you hear where some of those pro-Palestinian people got inside to the dinner and poured maggots on the table? They got
Where was that now? Which dinner was that?
That was at BB's dinner.
No kidding.
Reception dinner. Oh yeah, they got poured maggots.
Where'd they hold the dinner?
They're in Washington somewhere, but it was mealworms and maggots. They got in there somehow and poured it on the table.
Bless them. Bless them. You know, they're probably. Ask you this: the January 6th guys that are in prison didn't even go that far. Do you think are they going to go to prison?
I don't know. You just don't know about these people. We don't know what's real and not real. Just like that address that Biden gave other night, and I didn't watch it, but I've heard some people say that he looked like a robot and his hands looked funny. And in the beginning, his mouth didn't match the words, and he never messed up, you know. And old Joe's been pretty good at messing up, but, you know, they were talking about he never messed up. So I didn't watch it. But, you know, with this AI stuff, we don't know what's real and what's not real. And let me just throw this in here. Call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever. We don't know what was real and what wasn't real about that assassination attempt other evening. I mean, you know, we just don't really know. But what we was going to talk about was the Russians and the Chinese joining up with bombers. First time it ever happened. And I want to read.
A joint military operation. They did it as a joint operation.
Yeah, joint operation. First time it ever happened. And I'm going to read what Lloyd Austin had to say about it, and then Eddie can come in and have some commentary on this. But this is what Lloyd Austin had to say about it. He said he told reporters at the Pentagon, "We closely monitored these aircraft, tracked the aircraft, intercepted the aircraft, which demonstrates that our forces are at the ready at all times." Four bombers, two Russian TU-95 and two Chinese H-6s flew within 200 miles of the Alaskan coast, but did not enter sovereign U.S. airspace, prompting U.S. F-16s and F-35 jets and the Canadian CF-18 jets to intercept the aircraft. U.S. support and refueling aircraft also took part in the operation, a defense official said. And he went on to say, "This is the first time we've seen those two countries fly together like that."
So. Yeah, in the past, years ago, they were got to be pretty much mistrustful of each other. And the one thing I worry about the Russians, and I'll just throw this out there, it's not a rabbit trail. I was listening to Duke speak the other day, and he said the same thing we've been saying. The reason the Jews hate Russia is because they have the largest pool. Now, he didn't say it this way, but I'm going to say it this way. They have the largest pool of white people, especially white Christians, left in the world. They're not miscegenating. They're not race mixing. And the thing I worry about the Russians are because there are people. I worry about the Chinese ambushing them, surprising attack, because the Chinese, like, outnumber them, you know, 10 times. The Chinese, I see where the Indian population, I think, recently passed them. The Chinese are something like 1.45 billion. The Indians are like somewhat 1.6. But I worry about that. But they need some type of ally, somebody to kind of checkmate the United States, Canada, Australia, all of Europe, and Israel lined up against Russia. This is an aside too. I think if I was Putin, I would encourage the guy in Korea. I don't remember his name right now, but I would encourage him to start saber rattling and being aggressive on the Korean, North Korean, South Korean border to try to pull resources away from the United States resources that are currently going to the Ukraine and to Israel. And I got to say this one more thing. I was listening to one of the – we recently had this guy buy up all the radio stations. Dave Brown used to own AM 73 and AM 1600. AM 1600 carries TPC. It carries our archives on Sunday morning some. But Dave Brown just recently sold AM 7300, and he sold out this other guy. He's a millionaire. He owns a host ring of radio stations. But they're all like cookie cutter. It's every one of them are like chocolate cookie, chocolate cookie, chocolate cookie, no matter who you listen to. And they were crying about how, oh, the Jews over there in BB, they're just fighting for their survival. And BB came to – you talked about him coming to the United States, talking about the Congress, getting what you get, 58 standing ovations. And he said – this guy said, and he didn't even come over here with hat in hand asking for money. They already get more. They already get, you know, like 60%, 50, 60, 70% of all the foreign aid money there is. They anything they want. But these other radio stations, Rand, I won't do this next week. I don't want people to think we're getting arrogant. But these so-called right-wing radio stations on AM 73, they're all alike. They're all like Hannity, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones. They ain't never, ever going to name the enemy. They ain't never going to name the Jew, buddy. But anyway, you know what? That war, you're right. I've been worried about that for quite some time because if it's really real, and I think it is, it could take, you know, one little spark could set that damn thing off, Rand.
Yes. Sitting on a powder keg, that's for sure. That's for sure, brother. Sitting on a powder keg, it could pop off any time, and it's scary to think about. You know, we talked about last week. You know, Germany pulling up 900,000 reserves. You know, so they liable to invade Russia. You know, they liable to just all out invade Russia, and if they do, it's gonna get real, real, real bad.
You know who's wishing it gets bad? I'll tell you who's hoping and praying, and they're probably hoping and trying to get it bad, and that's those damn Jews, because you know what? They want, for every time a Jew can kill a German, as a matter of fact, it's World War II. Was it Ilyin, I forgot his last name. He was the one that was the propaganda minister for Stalin. They dropped out leaflets to the Russian, to the Mongol troops saying, if you haven't killed a German today, you haven't done your duties. World War II. Rape, he said, rape the German women, steal them, rob them of their pride. Only good German is a dead German. That's how sort of thing. They want these Jews, Rand, their end goal. The end goal, it's never been this high, it's never deviated. They are what they want, us, white people of the world, exterminated. And that's, now they're getting, they could not be, they're probably having an orgasm. They're thinking, oh, 900,000 German goyim. And the Jews don't hate anybody worse. The only people they hate worse than the Russians, if that's possible, would be the Germans. They're thinking, we can get 900,000 Germans killed, and who knows, maybe a million Russians. God, I'm having an orgasm. That's just a dream come true. And then we'll get these stupid airhead American boys fighting over there, and maybe we'll get them killed. That's what they want. They've been behind every stinking war we've ever had, man, for going back hundreds of years. But I'm going to go back to you, Rand. We're about to run out of time. But go ahead. Would you like – we'll be going out in a second.
I'll just say, you know, he couldn't get through that speech the other night without bringing up the Holocaust. You know, he had to go there with that again. I mean, they never going to let that slide.
No.
So it's just on and on. Propaganda. And so many people lap it up. And a lot of it is from listening to people like Sean Hannity, you know.
Yes. Rush Limbaugh.
Because he's a big war hawk. Yeah, big war hawk, too, you know.
So. We've run completely out of time. And, Ray, if you want to, hang on. Sister Nancy's got some stuff to bring on the second hour, but you never know. You never know. So hang on. Be right back, folks. Going to pick up the bell cow herself. She's got a big show plan. Be right back.